101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Congressional negotiators reached a bipartisan deal last night that'll keep the government funded through September.
The top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, has welcomed the deal on a $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September. Schumer says the pact is a good agreement for the American people and takes the threat of a government shutdown off the table. The bipartisan deal is set to increase spending for the military and border security, but does not include money for a border wall. The measure also eliminates cuts to popular domestic programs targeted by President Trump, such as medical research and infrastructure grants. The deal still needs to be voted on. I'm Barbara Cusack in Washington.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he feels vindicated by last year's Supreme Court ruling throwing out his public corruption conviction. Last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, McDonnell also said he was unaware that his wife, then First Lady Maureen McDonnell, was accepting cash and gifts from businessman Johnny Williams.
I knew she had bags. I knew she shopped. Who paid for those was just not something that we discussed. I'm just not the kind of person that probably paid enough attention on some of those things.
And McDonald says he didn't question how Maureen could afford the $6,500 Rolex watch she gave him for Christmas. It, too, came from Johnny Williams. Well, now that May is here, it's crunch time at the Memorial Day Flower Foundation.
It was 6 years ago now when Amy Miller went to Arlington Cemetery to visit her brother on Memorial Day, and she was pleasantly surprised when she was handed a flower to place on his grave.
This does get back to the historic meaning of Memorial Day.
Miller's now the spokesperson for the Memorial Day Flowers Foundation.
Last year, we placed about 130,000 flowers just at Arlington National Cemetery and also at 8 other cemeteries around the country.
She says getting the flowers together this year is a bit tougher thanks to a rough winter and how close Mother's Day is to Memorial Day this year.
The best thing to do is to go to the website, memorialdayflowers.org, and sign up.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump recently signed an executive order rolling back restrictions on oil drilling on our coasts. So what'll that mean for us?
There are pros and cons to the executive order signed last week by the president regarding oil and gas drilling, according to John Townsend with the AAA.
Greater domestic production by the United States means that we change the status quo and we change the outcome and we change even the basic paradigm, which is supply and demand, and it puts us in a more advantageous situation.
However, he says if something happens, it's in our own backyard, and we would have to live with the environmental consequences. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Powerful storms and tornadoes swept across 4 states over the weekend, killing 14 people.
It was just large swath after large swath of devastation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott describing the destruction left by tornadoes that struck his state over the weekend.
In areas that were filled with trees, that were forest, it looked like they'd been ripped down as tinker toys, just completely knocked down.
The governor surveying the devastation after multiple twisters ripped through an area roughly 60 miles east of Dallas Saturday, claiming the lives of at least 4 people and sending dozens more to the hospital. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,941, the Nasdaq at 60.48. Sports, the Celtics take a 1-0 lead in their playoff series with the Wizards. Baseball, the Nationals score 23 times to beat the Mets, a new franchise record. The O's beat the Yankees. Hockey, the Caps are in Pittsburgh tonight for Game 3 of their series with the Penguins. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of unusual problems and delays. Let's start in the district. Just west of Union Station, a stretch of Massachusetts Avenue closed between North Capitol Street and New Jersey Avenue. Again, that's Massachusetts Avenue, just off of Union Station, around the circle there, west of that stretch with the closure with police department activity. On the Maryland Beltway, still dealing with the tractor-trailer accident as you head on to the outer loop in through New Carrollton and Greenbelt. The problem is it looks like they need to get the tractor-trailer straightened out. It still blocks the right lane, and as a result, get ready if you're coming around from Andrews, Forestville commuters, and pushing that whole entire stretch of the Beltway to the BW Parkway. It's going to take a while to get through there. Give you a heads up. On the top side, not quite back at 95 because you had a little break. Slows near New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, 270. It's been about the volume. Virginia Beltway with the broken down dump truck. We're slow from Springfield to 236 Little River Turnpike. We do have an arrow board at the scene now. Second lane from the left again with the stalled dump truck. And we're very slow still with this crash on Braddock Road eastbound prior to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. See some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Stafford, 63 in Olney, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Tanned, rested, and ready for 2020, Joe Biden returns to New Hampshire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Washington Examiner, White House correspondent Sarah Westwood. She'll tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Trump and some rumors that are floating around town right now. See if she'll have the very latest on that. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is John Whitbeck. He is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. And there was a debate Saturday night on the Democratic side. John Whitbeck, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you.
So there was a debate on Saturday night. Ralph Northam and Lieutenant and Tom Perriello debating each other. Ralph Northam being the 40th Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Tom Perriello, a former congressman. So they both have name recognition, which is interesting. And what else was interesting is they kind of really were nice to each other. They didn't really take a lot of jabs at each other. They stuck to the topics. They stuck to the policies, which I thought was interesting.
Well, you know, they were nice to each other, but I'm not sure they're nice to the voters of Virginia with all the race to the left that was going on. I mean,
yes.
Gosh, I mean, you know, Tom Perriello was already running to the far left, but he's basically jumped off the far edge of the left at this point.
Well, he's been endorsed by Elizabeth Warren, and I mean, she's left.
Well, yeah, to say the least. Now, and then Ralph Northam has been playing this Me Too politics. And every time Perriello comes out in favor of something crazy left, Northam stands up and says, Me Too. And they're way so far outside the mainstream of Virginia voters that we feel really confident about our chances in November.
Well, I mean, but that is assuming that, listen, if everything goes as expected on the Democratic side of the equation, be very hard to stop Ralph Northam here. He becomes the nominee. He runs left during the primary, then back to the center during the general election. Isn't that the way it usually goes?
Yeah, but how many times did we talk about that in 2016? And the one candidate with authenticity ended up winning the election. Mm-hmm. And I think voters are tired of saying one thing in a primary and doing something else in the general election. And the problem for Northam is this. he has to look like he's not alienating Terry McAuliffe and the union support that he has on things like pipelines. You know, he won't take a position on pipelines. So instead of going one way and flipping back the other, Northam's just taken a pass. He just won't answer questions. And we've been asking him over and over again, where do you stand on these pipelines? It's a huge issue for workers and creation of jobs and the environment and different things. And Northam just won't take a position. At least Perriello has the gumption to actually tell the voters what he thinks and how he feels. It's crazy left, but at least takes a stand.
One of the big issues, of course, was gun rights in the state of in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and there it seems that both of these people have staked out rather liberal positions.
Well, that's right. Both of them have flip-flopped on it. I mean, this is a lieutenant governor who voted for George W. Bush twice and who's a very pro-gun president, now says the NRA is crazy. And then you have Perriello, who used to be one of the NRA's guys, and also saying they're a bunch of wackos or whatever ridiculous language he's using. And, voters in Virginia consistently support the Second Amendment. They will do so again in 2017, and this is a really bad move for them to be this crazy left on guns.
Well, what about raising income taxes on, quote-unquote, the wealthy? Because I love when someone promises to raise taxes on the wealthy because everyone else cheers because I'm not wealthy, so it must be someone else. How is that going to play?
Well, it's a typical Democrat playbook, and I think it's ironic. Tom Perriello talks about things like raising taxes on the wealthy. He talks about public funding for elections and getting money out of politics. And this is a guy who takes massive checks from George Soros. About 48% of his donations came from six different sources in the first report here in the last quarter. So nobody's buying it, and I don't think anybody's going to be listening to Tom Perriello as an authority on economic issues if he gets the nomination.
It plays to his base, though, doesn't it?
I guess. I mean, his base is not sure who they are. I mean, the Democratic Party is fighting is in a fight for its heart and soul. They're not sure if they're Bernie Sanders, and they're not sure if they're establishment like Hillary Clinton. And you're seeing this play out in this Democrat primary. I mean, they are really, it is Northam trying to decide whether he needs to be Bernie or needs to be Hillary, and Perriello saying, I'm all in as Bernie. And I think you're seeing that with this so-called unity tour with Tom Perez and Bernie Sanders going around fighting with each other on stage and using profanity, and it's a mess. And, we are the first main front in the Virginia is in the Democrat civil war that's playing out. I'm not sure it's going to be settled by the time June rolls around.
How do you look at the Republican side of the equation right now from your perspective as the GOP chair?
Well, we have three candidates, all of which have tremendous amounts of experience in different ways. We have a former counselor to the president, RNC chair, RPB chairman. We have the chairman of a major locality and a state senator who's been around for a long time, all of which have put forward principles, know who they are, know where they stand. They're not flip-flopping on issues. They've all put forward actual policy statements that will benefit Virginians, and this race is going to be over before you know it, and we're going to be united behind whoever gets the nomination, and we think we got a great shot at winning in November.
Does it just come down to, I look at the country being so divided, does it just come down to people saying, well, I'm Democrat, so I'm going to vote for whomever gets the nomination, and I'm Republican, so I'm going to vote for whomever gets the nomination?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that the electorate is becoming increasingly polarized, and there's a smaller number of independents in the middle. But the thing I always tell people to remember is Virginia is different than everywhere else in the nation. We are kind of like five different regions or five different states in one. And you got to run five different little campaigns in different areas. In Southwest Virginia, for example, Donald Trump wins by 80%, 82% of the vote in some counties. In Northern Virginia, that wasn't the case, obviously. So whoever gets the nomination on both sides has to walk that fine line and figure out the best policies and best message to appeal to really five different regions. And so a lot of independents in there, trickle in. But I think the larger challenge for us in Virginia is because we're so geographically diverse And I think that's going to be the person who wins is the one that figures that out the quickest.
Yeah, and Virginia has always been sort of the swingiest of the swing states. And not only that, you're now in an environment where people are increasingly polarized in a way that we've not seen even in recent history. Even as polarized as we've been in the recent past, it's even more so now. So it's going to be very hard to predict how this one's going to play out. Listen, I greatly appreciate you joining us, John.
Yeah, I'd love to be here anytime. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, John. It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, definitely have some trouble spots out there this morning. Braddock Road commuters, not such a smooth ride. Get ready for the delays approaching the Beltway. But police tell me they have it to the shoulder. The crash, that is, eastbound Braddock Road, right near Wakefield Chapel Road. That's before you get to the Beltway. It's definitely not only put the pressure on Braddock Road, but some of those feeder roads trying to get up onto Braddock Road as well. Now, on the inner loop of the Beltway, this broken down dump truck has delays almost back out of Newington on 95 to the Little River Turnpike, second lane from the left still blocked. Teddy Roosevelt Bridge still dealing with a crash. Left lane is coned off. And boy, not only through the tunnel, but now we're backing up through Arlington, eastbound 66 commuters. So get ready for that. Let's get you down near Union Station. Unfortunately, we have some police department activity and we have a closure. Massachusetts Avenue shut down each direction between North Capitol Street and New Jersey Avenue. H Street will be your alternate. Maryland Beltway, Outer Loop, and Greenbelt for the crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be cloudy today with a severe thunderstorm possible. That's right, possible. High of about 82. Scattered thunderstorms could occur this evening. Some could be severe, a low of 64. Tomorrow looks like a nice day, 78 degrees. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperatures will only reach the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
You know, Brian, someone we have not heard from in a while, John Kasich.
Yep.
Where has he been?
He's been in Ohio.
Yes, he has. He's also been writing a book while he was in Ohio. His new book is called Two Paths, America Divided or United. And it's interesting because in the book, he claimed that the reason that President Trump won the election was because America is in a moral decline. So he clearly has his pulse, his fingers on the pulse of the electorate, because he's got this down. Just like the Democrats blaming Russia, John Kasich is over here blaming that the reason President Trump won was because we are in a moral decline.
What?
He blamed Trump's electoral win on groups ranging from the media to dishonest politicians. He also said one of the main reasons that Trump won was because of the spiritual decline in America. Here's what he wrote. I happen to believe that you can't guide an entire society without a shared religious foundation. Okay. I saw Trump's reckless entreaties as a weakening of our shared American values, even more so a coarsening of our shared American values. Donald Trump gave the impression of a man who would do or say anything to get attention, even incite a crowd to violence. Yeah, that was it, John. Yeah, there you go.
Look,
that was it.
I have sat on there was a time when John Kasich was a Fox News contributor, and I sat on the set with him for many, many hours. I came to know him a little bit. I covered his gubernatorial campaign when he ran for the office of governor. So I know a little bit about John Kasich, and on a personal level, I really like John Kasich. This is not helpful.
No,
this is not helpful at all. And I would just say to the governor of Ohio, really, this is why are you doing this? What good comes of this? You're not building up your name and your reputation within the party. You know, people have made a decision, and if you look around the party right now, the numbers that I see suggest that people who voted for Trump are still very much in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are you trying to convince here? What is the thing that comes out of this that is positive for the Republican cause? I would counsel the governor of Ohio that he's not helping.
Now, one thing he did get right is he wrote, what the voters were telling us in this election was that they were angry, that they were feeling that their lives were out of control, that there was a sense of helplessness and hopelessness in the heartland. That part he got right. The rest of it he missed just spectacularly.
Yeah.
Now, what he may be up to, the reason he may be doing this, is because he may run as a Democrat in 2020.
Well, Good luck.
No, he's not running as a Democrat in 2020, but he might as well. I mean, and I actually said that at one point during the election. I was like, Kasich might as well just run as a Democrat at this point in the game. He, you know, he's done. His governorship times out in 2019, so he doesn't have a plan. He can't, you know, he doesn't have a path to any other office in Ohio. So maybe if Trump runs for your election, well, he can't challenge him. He might, but he may not. But if Trump decides not to run again, the speculation is that maybe Kasich is trying to keep his name out there.
Well, he's
because
not.
Because maybe he can then run.
If that's his intention, he's making absolutely all the wrong moves, in my estimation.
Well, that's why I said maybe he'll run as a Democrat.
Yeah, maybe that's his plan. Or an independent. Maybe that's it. But it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. During a Friday breakfast, he always says that it's unlikely, but he doesn't say it's impossible. And he was at a breakfast Friday with members of the media. And a reporter asked him what he will do if he doesn't run in 2020. And he cut the question off. He said, what I'm saying is it's unlikely, but I don't feel what the future is going to bring for me or what responsibility or obligation I might feel. So it doesn't sound like it's not totally out of the... He says, I'm not writing this book. I'm not here today because I'm running for president. My wife would kill me, but you don't ever say no to anything in life. I never thought I'd be governor. Now, listen, I'm not a fan, but I happen to think that that's a very smart response because 2020 is still a long way away. And I understand in this country that we start to campaign approximately 100 days after the new president takes the oath of office. We start to campaign again. That's what we do because we are constantly in campaign mode. But I don't know if Donald Trump will run for re-election. I don't know. I think this is much harder than he thought it was going to be. I think he's very...
This is ridiculous. The man has only served out 6.8% of his term.
I know.
Less than 7% of his term thus far.
I know.
This is, you know, come
on. But this is what we do. Mm. We start to speculate for the next election.
Well,
it's
I don't want to do that.
Oh, all right then. Well, then let's go back to Kasich's book if you don't want to talk about that.
I just think it's so silly. 6.8% of his term is served, and we're talking about the next election.
Well, that's what people are saying. Maybe that's exactly why he's doing this. So if you want to read his book, it's Two Paths, America Divided or United. It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
2020, you...
I'd like to talk about LeafGuard Gutter System because LeafGuard is such an amazing product that it really has 2 really important benefits. First off, LeafGuard's one-piece cover design sheds the leaves and debris, which keeps your gutter system free of clogs so, you know, it can actually do its job, which is to keep water away from your home, helps prevent roof leaks and foundation damage. Clogged gutters are also safe havens for mosquitoes, insects, and mice. Clogged gutters can cause wood to rot around your home. It can also cause soil erosion. You know, you need to make sure you have this problem solved. Secondly, LeafGuard keeps the homeowners off the ladder because it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, which they won't, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. So listen, here's what you need to do. Call right now. Call Belden LeafGuard. They've got great financing options available on a new LeafGuard system on approved credit. Schedule your in-home estimate today and get a $50 restaurant.com coupon. No purchase necessary. Here's the number, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. If you want to learn more, just go to this special website, briangutters.com. That's briangutters.com.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner Tuesday, May 9th, Silver Spring Wednesday, May 10th, and Bethesda and Leesburg Saturday, May 13th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ryan, major impact on this Maryland commute. The tractor-trailer incident on the Beltway. Outer loop at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, it still blocks the right lane. Heavy-duty tow trucks there. The truck is a little bit sideways, so they're trying to straighten it out. It's a little complicated. That's why we have delays back near Andrews, and that goes the whole way past FedEx, past 50, and over into Greenbelt. Heading into town, Suitland Parkway, the volume to get to DC 295, where we have the slowdowns across the 11th Street Bridge. The Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, that's where we have the crash in the left lane. Not only the impact out of Arlington on 66, but on the George Washington Parkway south of 123. And on the Virginia Beltway inner loop at 236, the Little River Turnpike, broken down dump truck. Contact Park Repair Service experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit Park Repair. Pierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system over the nation's midsection rolling east. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms today. By this evening, though, some strong to severe storms are possible. Windy mild today, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees on WMAL. You know, I didn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but I still saw a lot of penguin suits around town. It was at Verizon Center, and those penguins were putting a number on the Washington Capitals. Oh, my gosh. That game on Saturday night was ugly. The Capitals lost, that's now 2 in a row, at home to the Penguins. Yes, those Penguins. They have our number. And so game 3 is tonight in Pittsburgh, and the Caps have got to turn it around. In the second game, they did something, a coach did something that they generally don't like to do, which is to take the goalie out and replace him late in the game. But it looks like he's going to return the original goalie to his position for tonight's game and hopefully make some corrections to turn this thing around. But it's do or die for the Caps as they head to Pittsburgh for a couple of games. The Wizards also got beaten in the first game of round 2 against the Celtics. Had a good start, but they lost it toward the end, 123-111. So they're not a good start to the second round for the Wizards as well. But at least we have the Nets to talk about. And oh my gosh, this game yesterday was amazing. The the Nationals defeated the Mets 23-5. 23-5. I mean, that sounds like a football score, for goodness sakes. And it was really on the power of and the offense of Anthony Rendon, the third baseman. He was 6-for-6, 3 home runs. I mean, the last time that happened was 2007. National League Baseball has not had 3 home runs by one player in one game since 2007. But that's not even it. 3 home runs, and then 3 runs batted, 10 runs batted in. 10 runs batted in. The total offense on this was just amazing. The last time that somebody performed as Rendon did in the National Baseball League was 1949.
Wow. Yeah. And also Adam Eaton, was hurt. Yeah. So it looks like he's going to be out. He went on the 10-day disabled list Saturday and then hurt himself in the game Saturday night. Yeah. So hopefully he'll be okay.
It's his ACL and it doesn't look good. No. It is 8:28 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Coming up in just a moment, the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood, will join us. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Congressional negotiators have forged a hard-won agreement on a $1 trillion-plus spending bill. The measure offers some things that will please lawmakers from both parties, and it would fund the day-to-day operations of virtually every federal agency through September. President Trump is promoting a revamped health care overhaul effort. He's tweeted out that a, quote, new health care plan is on its way, promising lower premiums and protection for people with pre-existing conditions. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald says he feels that last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling throwing out his public corruption conviction was a vindication. But in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, McDonald, while still insisting on his innocence, said he would do things differently now.
If I do it over again, I was governor, I wouldn't take any gifts. I didn't need them.
So why'd you take them?
You know, having a family vacation after working 15 hours a day at a nice lake resort with my family, you know, I appreciated that.
Parts of the Midwest and the South are recovering this morning after a weekend round of severe storms that killed at least 14 people. It's May 1st, and the month just ended, it turns out, was the warmest April on record in the nation's capital. The Washington Post Capital Weather Gang reports the average temperature for the month was just under 64 degrees. That is some 7 degrees warmer than normal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,941, the Nasdaq at 6048. Sports, the Wizards dropped Game 1 of the NBA playoff series to the Celtics. Hockey, the Caps take on the Penguins tonight in Game 3, Coach Barry Trotz finds himself having to be a little philosophical.
We're down two games to zero. All we can do is look forward. I mean, we can't correct the last two games. They're done.
Baseball, the Nats get a franchise record 23 runs as they destroy the Mets. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 11 innings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
A35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, it's going to be a tough go to clear the delays, but finally some better news. That long-standing incident with the tractor trailer finally moved to the right shoulder. So you get all your lanes back. This is Outer Loop right at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but get ready because if you're heading around the Beltway and out of Camp Springs off past Route 5 near Andrews, that's where the delay begin, a long haul again through New Carrollton into Greenbelt. In the Four Corners area, if you can, avoid University Boulevard west of Four Corners. That's where the delays begin, right at Colesville Road. The crash has everything blocked at Dennis Avenue. So westbound University at Dennis blocked. If you're heading from, say, Arcola Avenue and you're trying to go eastbound, you can get up to Four Corners. Your travel lanes are open. Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, the crash inbound still blocks the left lane, 66. And the George Washington Parkway jam solid trying to get through there. And in Union Station area, west of Union Station, Massachusetts Avenue remains closed between North Capitol Street and New Jersey Avenue due to police department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather in the forecast by this evening after 4 o'clock and before midnight. Looks like it's going to be an event where we'll see a line of storms come through with damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, maybe an isolated tornado. Isolated showers, thunder showers until 4 o'clock today on a south breeze 82. Those storms roll through early tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine comes back at a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 71 in Beltsville, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sloppy, beefy goodness.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
If the media's job is to be honest and tell the truth, then I think we would all agree the media deserves a very, very big, fat failing grade.
That was the President of the United States, who was in Pennsylvania for a big rally at the exact same time that the White House correspondents were meeting for their annual dinner in Washington, D.C. Joining us on the line right now, Sarah Westwood, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Adams.
Well, one thing I think you can say after this weekend and hearing what the president had to say and then hearing the correspondents do their snarky little comments at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is that relationship between the president and the press is maybe at an all-time low.
It might be. I mean, listening to what the president said in Pennsylvania, the way that he went after CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, and then to hear the media make clear that they still believe that President Trump is somehow infringing on First Amendment rights. Clearly, there is not a detente in the war on the media or with the media, and that was obvious at the dinner. There was a lot of taking shots at President Trump, that the media clearly believes that he's doing something to hurt free speech rights.
Now, they're using his digs for them to play the victim, and they were consoling themselves so much on Saturday night, and playing the victim was in full bloom. Is he just giving them ammo? Is it time for maybe him to back off a little bit?
Well, obviously, every time he goes after the media, he gives them something to work with. He gives them a reason to say that he is being unfair to the press. But if you look at what the Trump administration has actually done, they've provided more access directly to cabinet members and high-ranking administration officials. They've provided more access directly to the president for a lot of journalists. They have been taking steps to be more transparent and more accessible than even the previous administration. So the rhetoric doesn't really match the reality of what's happening at the White House. And so, you know, the media can go after President Trump for using cheap insults for political gains the way he does with the media, but he doesn't actually treat the media badly.
Well, I noticed you got your own few minutes with the President of the United States. How did you find him?
You know, I found him upbeat about the first 100 days. He seems like he was in a good mood. He is very personable to talk to. It's kind of funny that, you know, he's one of the most candid politicians that you can interview, and he's the President of the United States. So he is definitely an interesting character.
But I'm curious. You say he's upbeat. He does not pay attention to the criticism. Is that your sense?
Well, I asked him to grade himself on the first 100 days and to sort of reflect back on some of the highs and lows. And he was very focused on, and as one would expect, the things that his administration had gotten done. He pointed to the pieces of legislation, however minor they may be, that they were able to sign. He pointed to the foundations that he laid with some of the executive orders that he was able to sign. And so he was just really focused on things that they had done well. And the criticism that he had received, particularly when it comes to this Russia story, he clearly thought that it was the media's fault for perpetuating that.
Yeah, because he does have a reputation, and the media does like to go after him, as well as the left does, for being, quote, notoriously thin-skinned. And I don't know if that's who Donald Trump is, and maybe because I support him, I don't get that image of him as being notoriously thin-skinned. I don't think he got where he is by being thin-skinned.
Right, and I think that the idea of him being thin-skinned comes from the fact that President Trump does like to pick a lot of fights that other presidents probably wouldn't, and that maybe don't need to be fought, responding to individual stories that are critical of his administration in tweets or in speeches. That just feeds the controversies. It just makes a situation that could have blown over be a big deal, linger, cause more problems for his administration. And so I think that the idea of him being thin-skinned comes from the fact that they choose to fight every battle. And a great example of that would be the inauguration crowd sizes. President Trump could have easily just not chosen to speak out about the coverage of the different sized crowds at his and Obama's inauguration, but he said he sent Sean Spicer out to deliver that fiery statement criticizing the press about his crowd sizes. He sent off tweets about it. He just got off on a really bad foot.
So there's another story that you have reported on in the last few hours, and it has to do with Seb Gorka, who is an assistant to the president, and some talk that he may be leaving the White House. What are you hearing?
So I'm hearing from my sources that Sebastian Gorka had been in something of a holding pattern over the past few weeks and months, that there was, you know, supposedly it was difficult in him obtaining a security clearance, and that prevented him from contributing to the national security portfolio in meaningful ways. So now he is awaiting an appointment to an outside federal agency that would allow him to use some of the stuff that he's written about in his book, that he's spoken about for years, this idea of countering extremism with a counter war of ideas, of counter propaganda, somewhere else in the federal agency. And that'll free up a position in the White House for someone who does have a security clearance, and kind of ship out someone who has, over the past few weeks, been a little bit controversial for the White House.
And this talk that Steve Bannon is leaving to go over to Heritage, you hear anything about that?
You know, I have seen that issue raised. I can't personally confirm that had happened, but I, you know, it would be a soft landing for Steve Bannon if he were to be moved out of the White House away, like with Katie Walsh's departure, the chief of staff, who moved on to an outside organization, and the White House is able to say that, you know, we're not firing Katie Walsh. Katie Walsh was just moved into a position where we think she can be more helpful. Moving Steve Bannon to Heritage would serve a similar purpose. But that would be an enormous shift in the White House's internal ideology if Steve Bannon were to be exported like that.
But he would still have access to the president. So it would be the same thing with Sebastian Gorka, because I think both of them serve a role. And I do think that Sebastian Gorka is a very good spokesperson when he does speak on behalf of the administration. I think he's very good at that. And to lose his input, I think, would be a negative for the administration.
Yeah, I think a lot of Trump supporters would agree with you, because Sebastian Gorka, Steve Bannon, these are the purest distillation of the America First agenda, right? They're the populist nationalists. They're the ones who want to push the literal interpretation of the promises that Trump made on the campaign trail. That's not necessarily true of some of the less ideological figures in the White House, like Jared Kushner or Gary Cohn, who are not as fixated on delivering specific campaign agenda items.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's now 8:44 on WMAL.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Four Corners area. Okay, we're in this together here. University Boulevard, if you're heading westbound, leaving Colesville Road, finally, just literally seconds ago, they have released traffic. You still have the right lane blocked with this dump truck accident, but it had been held up for a while. So, as you're coming again, as I said, from Colesville Road, it is solid. The accident at the intersection of Dennis Avenue. Eastbound, University Boulevard, your lanes are open at the scene of the crash. Lanes are open, finally, Maryland Beltway, outer loop at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still have the activity on the shoulder, however, with big delays. Union Station area closure with police department activity. Massachusetts Avenue still blocked off between North Capitol Street and New Jersey Avenue. In Northeast, a downed utility pole closes Minnesota Avenue at Burroughs Avenue. And hang on, I have one more big item here. Heading over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, still with a crash along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. You can see some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And in Northwest Washington, 72 degrees. It is now 8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Well, overnight, it appears we have reached an agreement, and the government will remain open through September if everything goes as planned. Democratic and Republican lawmakers have forged a $1 trillion budget deal, which will continue to fund the government through the end of September, according to many media reports. They have until about midnight on Friday to put the language together that supports this deal. You know, you get the raw numbers and you cut a deal in principle, but you actually then have to go and write the legislation and put numbers in the legislation. And it takes a little while to do that, but they've got until Friday to do that. And that means that it looks like we will not have a government shutdown. Now, the president got some things that he wanted, though not all the things he wanted. He'll get $15 billion, roughly, to strengthen the military. He'll get only $1.5 billion for border security, which does not include money to build the wall. It's for other things related to border security, but not the actual building of the wall. So the president gets a little bit of a win there, but not the win he really wanted. On the other side of the equation, as we look at it, Democrats got some things as well. It appears that Planned Parenthood will not be defunded. And I think that is going to upset a lot of conservatives. It appears that the president had to walk away from language that would place sanctions on sanctuary cities. That is apparently not going to be in this legislation as well. So the long-term budget deal has apparently been cut. Neither side got all the things they wanted. Each side got a few of the things they wanted. And we move on to fight another day. I still have a feeling, though,
just between you and me, that as the details of this start to come out, that some elements of the House of Representatives, at least on the Republican side, may not be very pleased with what they hear.
No, and I just listening to this, it doesn't make me super happy. But what really struck me is $1.07 trillion for 4 months. For 4 months. And maybe it's a good thing that we do this in pieces like this, because maybe people will start to pay attention to how much the government is spending. Because $1 trillion for 4 months, that's a lot of money. The government maybe needs to start cutting back. Maybe I'd like to see more cuts in some of these budget agreements than spending for this and spending for that.
Yeah.
I think that would maybe, and I liked your idea, Brian, too. You want to wake people up, have us pay our taxes, you know, write a check to the government every quarter for Social Security and Medicare and all the other benefits and all the other freebies, and then look at how much the government's spending in every 4 months at the same time you're writing that check.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that. People, I think, may start to pay attention.
Another thing to watch this week on Capitol Hill, it does now appear that Republicans have found the magic number they need to pass health care reform in the House of Representatives. At least they think they have. There are some new developments in that regard. They need 216 Republican votes to move it over to the Senate and let the Senate have its way with it and see what happens there. It is not an absolute certainty, but the thing you're hearing is sort of positive talk about, I think we're going to get there, and I think we're going to get there this week.
Well, don't tease me.
It's 850 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes the most profound learning in school doesn't come from reading a textbook. In fact, most of the time it doesn't. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There's this new study out of Stanford that found when Black and Latino middle school students noticed a racial bias in their school, they were more likely to lose trust in teachers and other authority figures. They were also less likely to go to college. Now, one expert at Columbia says it's part of the elementary school practice for young people to feel like the teachers love them and to feel as though they're valuable and they're smart. But when you get to middle school and high school, oftentimes that emphasis starts to shift. Of course, those years are a critical time when children are carving out their identities. So even with all that testing and all that homework, make sure your kids are still getting the same support they did from earlier in life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Over 90% of all Fortune 500 companies share one thing in common. You can find a Varidesk on their desks. Here's why. Research says sitting is the new smoking. But people who stand more and sit less say their back feels better and that they're more productive. Varidesk is crafted to last a lifetime. It's height adjustable and there's no assembly. All the details are at Varidesk.com. V-A-R-I-Desk.com. The original Varidesk. Join the movement.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
I think it's one of the benefits of federal service is to have the pension, to have the TSP with the match, and to be able to use those assets collectively to reach retirement goals, and it really puts federal employees ahead of most.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have many areas where we have a late rush hour. Let's go first. Virginia on 66, jam through Arlington through the tunnel to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and that's where crews are dealing with the crash. It's on the bridge, left lane. Now, on the Beltway in Annandale, the broken down dump truck interloop near 236, that had been along the second lane from the left, and now looks like VDOT camera crews, they're moving the camera around in that stretch. They were trying to get that finally over to the shoulder, but still big delays nonetheless. Out of Newington through Annandale, jam still coming out of Andrews and continuing past FedEx and Route 50 toward New Carrollton. Then we start to see some relief right as you approach the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That incident now to the shoulder and Four Corners area, westbound University Boulevard. As you leave Four Corners at Dennis Avenue, accident activity, but just blocks the right lane, so you can now get through, but it's very slow. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather in the forecast by this evening after 4 o'clock and before midnight. Looks like it's going to be an event where we'll see a line of storms come through with damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, maybe an isolated tornado. Isolated showers, thunder showers until 4 o'clock today on a south breeze 82. Those storms roll through early tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine comes back at a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It's now 8:56.
With spring comes scams.
They just showed up unannounced.
The next knock on your door could cost you plenty. Seven on Your Side shines a light on the top three scams to avoid this season. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. The Dancing with the Stars live Hot Summer Nights Tour is coming to MGM National Harbor this June. And ABC 7 wants to send you in a guest. Watch ABC 7 News at 11 tonight and be the seventh caller to win.
To get ready for your Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like traffic. Now it's a day at the beach.
Oh, hey, kids in the backseat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour.
It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com and rock out on the sand with Old Dominion, Darius Rucker, and Jake Owen at the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival, June 2nd through 4th. Admission is free with VIP tickets for purchase.
Easy as pie, down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you gotta take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained, and Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from Larry Kudlow, as we always do on Tuesdays, when we're lucky.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear some more on the budget fix and maybe also some on healthcare.
And oh, looky there, it's Chris Plant. Hello, Chris.
Buenos dias, comrade workers. Happy May Day. The Democrat Party's got something else to celebrate. They're going to be out in force. I was out. You see, I have my Resist We Much button on right here. I went to the big protest rally down there in the mall on Saturday, and there's nothing communist about it.